This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, ruchim abon. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're beginning Siman Tesvav. Im lahater tzitzis mi beged lebeged v'din nikra atalas. If you're allowed to untie tzitzis from one garment to put on another, and the laws of if a garment was torn. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Mutter lahater tzitzis n'talasev l'enom atasacha. It's permitted to untie tzitzis from one talus and to put on another talus. Avol shaloi lahanicham beveger acher loy. But to take it off and not to put on another garment, that you're not allowed to do. Haga, the davka betalis shel bar chiyuva. Davka a talis of a bar chiyuva. You're allowed to take off tzitzis from a talis of a mess because the mess is not chayiv in tzitzis. So let's see what we're talking about. Why are you not allowed to take off tzitzis from a talis not to put on another talis? What are you doing wrong? I don't want to use that talis anymore. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'litnam, afilu meitalis chadash l'talis chadash. You're allowed to untie tzitzis from one talis to another, even from a new talis to another new talis. The koshkim talis yoshin shemotzah hatavim talis chadash, certainly from an old talis to put it on a new talis. Sharoy tzalalav shalakayim bayam mitzvah. Let's say you want to take off an old talis and put the strings onto a new talis because you want to actually fulfill the mitzvah. Gam afilu mitalis gadol talis katan. You could even take off the strings from a talis gadol and put it on a talis katan. Shetalis gadol talis katan shavim. A talis gadol and talis katan are actually equal. The Dirshu points out there are differences between a talis gadol and talis katan. One difference is you're allowed to sleep in a talis katan, you're not allowed to sleep in a talis gadol because a talis gadol is meyuchad l'tefillah. You're allowed to go into a bathroom with a talis katan, but you can't go into a bathroom with a talis gadol because a talis gadol is meyuchad l'tefillah. And that's a halacha which is relevant for Yom Kippur or even Rosh Hashanah. A kittel, one may not go into the bathroom with a kittel because a kittel is meyuchad l'tefillah. Masha'inkein, a talis katan is not miyuchad l'tefillah, and therefore you're allowed to go into a bathroom with a talis katan. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Aval in lahater tzitzis mitalis shel gadol v'leinu mitalis shel katan. You're now to untie tzitzis from a talis of a gadol and put on a talis of a katan. The chiyuvei rak midrabanan. The talis of a katan is only chay midrabanan. Prima gadol nistapik and mutal hater tzitzis mitalis shel tzerem v'leinu mitalis shel sharminim. Prima gadim is mesupik, whether you're allowed to untie tzitzis of a wool garment and put it on a talis of other species. Because even though we go like the Ramah, that other species are taka chayiv midaraisa, there are shitos that they're not. La poiskim le'elbasim and tes of aleph, the shar minim urak midrabana, according to the poiskim earlier, that other species are only midrabana. Va'artes a chayiv mekobaza, the malbim is lenient. Vitalis acher, ayin b'primagadim shakasav. Look in the primagadim that writes, de metsuyin loy tzitzis acherim lahasig. If you could easily, if it's available to get other tzitzis, nachoin lahachmir shaloy lahater tzitzis. If it's correct to be machmir, not to undo your tzitzis, imloy ba'ofen amavar b'sif katan gimel, unless in the scenario that's mentioned in the upcoming sif. Okay, so the mechaber said, but you cannot take off the tzitzis if you're not going to put it on another beged. Why? Why can't I take off strings of a tzitzis if I'm not going to put it on another beged? I'm not wearing this beged anyway. So what's the problem? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ki yesh iser. There's a prohibition. Shemevaza talis shel mitzvah b'chinam. You are for naught being mevaza talis of a mitzvah. Emloishin is baleh hatalis. Unless the talis is worn out. Oz mutter lahater tzitziyosav b'chal gavne. Unless the talus is worn out, then it's mutter to undo the strings in all situations. Meaning you don't want to be mevaza a talus of a mitzvah just to remove the strings. But if it's worn out, then it's okay. Let's say you want to sell it to a guy. You want to make a three-cornered garment. You can take them off. if you want to sell the garment to a Jew, also likach tzitziyosim, you're not allowed to take off the strings. Avshi Yisrael Hashini Yuchal Hatal Tzitzva Atzam Fil Hachiyos, even though the Jew, if he wants, he could put his own strings on. It's still prohibited. Umutir lahasar atzitzis v'lasis tachteyam yoyser na mishum hedir mitzvah. You're allowed to remove the strings and replace them with nicer strings. Al tzidir mitzvah, oy kishahim yishanim, or let's say they're old, umasiram kedei lechadsham, and you're removing them to make them new. So either you want to put in nicer ones, or you want to renew them, I guess launder them, or replace them. Or let's say one of them snapped, and they're still kosher, you still have kedei aniva. You could remove it to put a shalem. So anytime you have a cheshbin to remove them, you're allowed to. It's just you're not allowed to take it off for naught. That's considered a bizoy mitzvah lechinam. V'da'oid, should know further, d'b'makom sh'at tzitzis heim shleimim, that where the tzitzis are shalim, u'ru'uyim li'nasim bagracha, and they could be put on another garment. La'afukim heim rak k'dei aniva, as opposed to if they're too short, they only have k'dei aniva. Yesh minu achwenim sh'kosvu, some achwenim write, yizor l'hatar aksharim ha'kricho shalhem, they should be careful to untie the knots and the windings. In other words, let's say like this. The tzitzis are good. And technically they could be put on another garment. And now you're updating, you're upgrading. So don't rip it off. And you don't want to destroy them. Chazal teach us, don't pour out something that somebody might need. You don't need it. You don't want it. You want to upgrade it. But they're still good. They're still kosher. So if they're still kosher, you should not destroy them. Maybe someone else could get use from them one day. Chayadim kasav. B'makom shekosher b'ena v'atirch lahatir. Chayadim says, well, you know, look, it's Yom Naram season. You're getting up early for slichas. You're running to work. You don't have 3 minutes to start untying and winding, untying. You want to take a scissor and cut it, and that's it. Then the Chayadim says, you're allowed to tear them, you're not doing it in a matter of destroying Ayin Sham. Bar Chiyuva, Davka Talas of a Bar Chiyuva, but it's permitted to undo the tzitzis of a mess, even though you're not going to do anything with, in other words, in the, we said that you're not to, for no reason, take off the tzitzis of a talis, if you're not updating, but if it's a garment of a mess, you're allowed to. Afilu einu chayiv rak midrabanan. You're not allowed to remove the strings of a talis, even if that talis is only chayiv midrabanan. Okay, we'll hold it over here, Rabbi Yisai. We'll pick it up, as Hashem, tomorrow. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha kol tov. Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.